Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, in Washington. Capitol Hill is buzzing today with another Central American revolution hitting the front pages. Santa Granada this time. A handful of rebels overthrowing the duly elected government in a lightning-fast and bloodless coup d'etat. Attention is focused on the United States Senate, where a trade embargo is being considered to reprimand the insurgents. The question goes into committee, but the general consensus is that it will be brought to the floor within a matter of hours. Comprising the committee, which will consider the invocation of embargo, are Senators Frederick Edwards.
Senator Edwards.
Oh, good morning, Senator Hardy.
Wanted a few words with you, Dean.
I'm on my way to a committee meeting.
Yes, I know. That's what I wanted to speak to you about.
Well, what's on your mind?
About this embargo of Santa Granada. Going to vote for it?
Yes, I think so.
Don't you think we're rushing into this rather quickly?
Oh, I don't think so, John. If a group of bandits took over, well, say, your state capital, would you want us to deliberate before we did something about it?
That's a little different, Dean.
Different? How? Santa Granada is a republic. It has a democratic constitution and laws. If there's something wrong with an administration, the voters have redress at the polls.
Yes, yes, I agree. Rebellion was hasty and ill-advised, but tempers are quicker down there. Emotions are more easily stirred.
What are you driving at, John?
Dean, I know something about Santa Granada. I did 18 months there as a liaison officer during the war. I came to know the people pretty well.
I'm afraid I don't understand your position.
I know the leader of the rebellion, too, Sentado. He wouldn't throw his country into chaos for a frivolous reason. All I'm asking, Dean, is time. Time to investigate the whole thing. We shouldn't jump to conclusions.
We haven't jumped to anything. The conclusion was presented to us.
An embargo is a terrible weapon against a nation like Santa Granada. The whole country would suffer.
Let's talk about this some more, John. Right now,
I know you're going into that meeting to support a motion to bring this subject up on the Senate floor.
Yes.
Once it gets to the floor, it'll be passed in a few hours. If there was only time to get some perspective, some clarity.
Sorry, John. I think it's clear now.
Then we're agreed unanimously, gentlemen, that the subject of an embargo on Santa Granada be put on the Senate agenda without delay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I had a talk with Senator John Hardy. Seems he cautions less haste and more deliberation.
For refreshment, Senator, that's refreshing.
He spent considerable time in Santa Granada, knows the new president, Sentado.
Didn't he bring up our trade agreement with Santa Granada?
No, but it is a point. How can we renege on it?
Well, our agreement is with the lawful government. And that's what we're counting on, Dean. When the people feel the weight of the embargo, they'll turn the bandits out and return the legal government to power.
I suppose.
I'm not surprised that Senator Hardy's concerned. The embargo hurts him, too. Santa Granada is the principal consumer of goods produced in Hardy's home state.
Oh.
Yeah, if I were in his position, I might be just as concerned. But fortunately, this committee has a broader perspective. Not that I question Senator Hardy's motives, but perhaps other considerations have swayed him. Subconsciously?
I'm not going to argue the point, Mr. Chairman. The resolution is unanimous.
He's all in the papers, Senator Edwards.
I know. I just thought that you, Senor Morena, as ambassador of Santa Granada, might have some information not available to the papers.
The brutality, the corruption, where they come from, who knows the answer? They come out of the hills rattling swords and firing guns, and the peace, the quiet of my country is shattered with smoke and bullets and death. Perhaps we are not strong enough to take care of ourselves.
I understood it was a bloodless revolution. What do you know about Sentado, your new president?
He is not my new president. My new president must be elected by the people, not elected by himself. He is a tyrant.
He says the deposed president was a tyrant.
So? He's always one way or another. There's a saying, a shrug of the shoulders, a cynical smile on the lips. Again, a revolution in the vaudeville republics. A joke, yes. A joke, except for the actors.
The United States is going to enforce an embargo to show its disapproval.
I believe it would help.
Do you understand why we're doing it?
Of course, Senator.
Senator John Hardy is opposed.
I know Senator Hardy. He's a friend of my country. But my people are new in the ways of democracy. Even America had to fight to balance herself, to reach her own equilibrium. Well, perhaps now America can help us with her wisdom and strength.
Perhaps. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.
The people of my country must be guided. It is hard for me to say it, Senator, but the embargo, I think it will have a good effect.
Unanimous opinion of the committee is to recommend an embargo on all goods destined for Santa Granada until order has been restored and the country is again in the hands of its lawful leaders.
Mr. Chairman,
the chair recognizes Senator Hardy.
Since we are in debate on the question, and since you have given me the floor, and since my respected colleagues are apparently ready to pass this resolution unanimously, without deliberation, this will be my home for as long as I can hold out.
Do I understand the senator correctly?
I intend to present my views on the matter and continue to present them until I can no longer stand on my feet. Is that clear enough? I have here a series of notes which I wish to elaborate. I have also come prepared with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States, the Bible, and an encyclopedia. I have had a good 8 hours sleep last night, gentlemen, and I'm fresh as a daisy. What? Leaving so soon? I haven't even started. It would be more courteous if my colleagues remained here and listened. More enlightening, too, perhaps.
Hello, Dean.
Oh, Judge Parker. Sit down.
Thanks. Well, what do you think?
About Hardy's filibuster?
Yeah.
That's his privilege.
No, if it's not abused.
Who can say when it's a duty or an abuse of privilege?
Hardy's playing to his voters. The embargo's going to hurt his state.
Apparently, the senior senator from his state doesn't agree with him. Hardy's going to have to do it solo.
Well, it looks like a grandstand play to me.
And to everybody else, too. The newspapers, the radio, the Congress.
The filibuster appeals to you.
His determination appeals to me.
Stubbornness.
I'm not concerned with semantics, Judge. Hardy and I are classmates, so to speak, freshman senators. I've always respected him. If I were going on a filibuster, it would have to be for something I believed in without any doubt.
Well, there's plenty of room for doubt in this Santa Granada situation.
I understand Sentado setting up general elections there.
Dean, they vote in Russia, too. And Germany under Hitler held what they laughingly called elections.
I must say the ambassador's reaction to the embargo coincides with the press and the Congress. He's all for it.
Dean,
mm-hmm.
You've got too much sense to butt into this.
Of course I have.
Just because you feel sorry for Hardy tilting against windmills.
You and your quotations. Of course it's no reason I should involve myself. How long do you think he can last?
No, he'll give up soon enough. It's a terrible grind when you haven't anybody to spell you. No rest, nobody listening to you. Your feet begin to hurt, your voice grows hoarse.
Funny, about Morena, the ambassador.
Huh?
He wants the embargo even though his people will be hurt. And yet John Hardy is concerned about how the people are going to suffer.
Dean...
All John wants is a delay to get at the truth of the matter.
Where are you going, Dean?
Into the Senate, see how Hardy's doing.
Never expected such stubbornness on the part of my colleagues. And yet you call me stubborn. You think my motives are selfish. But I'm only concerned with trying to make you understand that we may be rushing into a grave injustice. Ah, welcome, Senator Edwards. That makes three of us. You, the chairman, and me.
Will the senator yield?
No, sir, I will not.
I beg your pardon. Will the senator yield for a question?
One question, all right.
How long does the senator think he can continue like this?
Perhaps the senator would like to remain here and see.
Now, I'll put the question this way. Does the senator think he can continue for another 36 hours?
36 hours?
Because in 36 hours, I can fly to Santa Granada and return, perhaps with a first-hand report of the situation.
I'll try. I thank the senator. I'll keep going until they carry me out.
Now, back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, and the word on the Hill comes in a cracked voice and halting pronunciation as a one-man filibuster drones on through the night and into the morning hours. For Senator John Hardy is applying the age-old principle that a man can fight for the things in which he believes. Alone and unaided, the senator continues, and the brutal indifference of an empty Senate chamber is sparked by only one small chink of light for him, a relief in the form of another freshman senator, Dean Edwards, now winging his way to Santa Granada, seeking the inside story of the revolution there.
Taxi, senor?
Oh, thanks. I just got this overnight bag. I'll carry it.
Si, senor. The Granada Nacional?
That's the big hotel, eh?
Si, senor.
I prefer a more modest one.
Oh, not so big.
That's right.
Pardon, Senor Edwards.
Well, company.
For your own protection, senor. It was wise of you not to make publicity about your arriving here, but there are radios, you know.
I see.
Drive along Grand Boulevard, Jose, out beyond the hill road, and keep going.
Si, senor.
Now, who are you protecting me from?
Well, from the rebels, of course. They would kill you on sight. My name is Ciudad Garcia, Minister of Interior. Formerly, that is.
I see.
If you don't think you are in danger, look what the Sentada regime is capable of. Look, out there, the newspaper office, the printing press, smashed, destroyed.
Sentado?
Who else, senor? They would print the truth. That is the end for them. The library, see? Burned. Your American newspapers, haven't they printed the stories in America?
Yes, yes.
The whole world will rebel. We are in the right. We will triumph.
Where are you taking me?
But you will want to speak to Presidente Baraga, huh? The rightful Presidente of Santa Granada?
Of course.
Into the garage, Jose, out of sight.
Si, senor.
Yeah, it's quite a layout. And it looks vulnerable, Garcia.
On such short notice, Senor Edwards, it is the best we could do. But it is 3,000 feet above the city, and we have lookouts. Will you come with me? President is a broken man, senor. For 6 years he has worked as no man should work, far into the night, always contemplating how best to help our country. And for this to happen... This way, please. El Presidente?
No. Ah, si, Garcia, my loyal friend.
May I present Senor Edwards, Senator Edwards of the United States?
Oh, it's my great pleasure, Senator. Please, be seated. Thank you, Garcia.
Gracias, Presidente.
May I express my sympathy,
Thank you, Senator Edwards. But in the end, justice will prevail. The usurper will be defeated, the schools will be rebuilt, the library tower again raise its proud head to the sky, the newspaper press again print the truth.
Tell me about Sentado, Mr. President. What kind of man is he? Why did he lead a revolt? Who financed his revolution?
Sentado, Senator, was defeated in the last election. I defeated him. Why did he revolt? It was my intention to hold elections next month, Senator. Sentado knew that he would again be defeated. And so he rebelled. Now there is one way to stop him. The embargo, Senator, is a strong weapon.
Then you approve of it?
Yes. Yes, Senator Edwards, I approve of it.
It will mean a great deal of hardship for your people.
But Sentado's regime means much greater hardship, Senator.
I see. Well, Mr. President, it's been most enlightening.
But you must stay for dinner. Well,
thank you, but time presses.
Senator, I insist.
No, you don't understand. Under different circumstances, I would be delighted to accept your invitation. But right now, someone is waiting for me.
Oh?
On the floor of the Senate chamber in Washington.
Senator Hardy, huh?
That's right. You know him?
Si, I know him, Senator. A very young man. I know that he is making speeches against me, too.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say the speeches were against you, Mr. President.
Senator, what are your plans right now?
Well, I want to talk with Sentado.
I'm afraid that I must tell you it would be dangerous.
Oh, nonsense. Nothing will happen to me. Everything's a matter of time now. I've got 14 hours to get back to Washington. The flight takes...
Yes, I understand, Senator. Garcia.
Fine. If you'll just arrange to have me driven into the city.
Presidente?
Garcia, the Senator will remain for dinner.
Si, Presidente.
Now, I'm sorry. I must insist on leaving immediately.
You are not going anywhere, Senator.
Oh?
You see, Senator, you must accept our hospitality.
Hardly according to protocol to back up invitations with firearms.
Of course, I regret this exceedingly.
Oh, thank you. And now what, Boraga?
You are a clever man, Senator. What would you think?
I don't have to be very clever. You don't want me to return to the United States. But why did you go through all the rigmarole trying to convince me?
I thought perhaps I could convince you, Senator. And that you would return immediately without speaking to Sentado, without investigating further.
Oh, I see. Now, where will it be, Boraga? In the president's garden? In the street in front of the embassy? The blame for my assassination has to be put on Sentado's doorstep, huh?
Yes. It would be best in the city at night. Please, Senator, do not make it necessary for it to happen here, now.
This is Edmund C. Hill, bringing you an account of Senator John Hardy's filibuster on the Senate floor, and a rapidly weakening young senator it is, too, waiting for Senator Edwards, and information has just arrived that the plane on which Senator Edwards was to return is en route from Santa Granada now, without the senator aboard. Possibly you'll catch a later plane, but the delay is going to hurt. Delay, and with each moment precious, and even now, Hardy's voice is almost a whisper, and yet he keeps on talking his eternity.
Well, it's a shame that you would not join me, Senator Edwards. The dinner was most excellent.
I lost my appetite a few hours ago.
You know, Senator, at another time, under different circumstances, it would be a pleasure knowing you. Now?
Now it's getting dark outside and you have your job to do.
The fortunes of war, no?
Presidente?
Well, come in, my faithful Garcia, come in.
We have an emissary from Sentado.
Uh-huh.
Rosa Herardi.
The newspaper publisher's daughter?
Si, Presidente. She has a message.
Send her in, send her in.
Senator Edwards?
Oh, no, it will not matter.
No, it will not matter. You can go in, Rosa.
Well, come in, Rosa. Come in. You too, Garcia. Do not be alarmed. This is Senator Edwards from the United States.
How do you do, Miss...
Rosa Herardi. Senator Edwards, an American.
Come. You have a message for me, Rosa, from Sentado,
You have won, Senor Braga.
Sentado?
He is going to give you back the control of the government.
So he realizes in the end he could not hope to get away with it, eh?
Oh, no, Senor Braga. It is that he will not let the people suffer. He will not let the United States make this embargo.
Did I not tell you, Senator? Justice will triumph in the end.
You speak of justice. To whom?
Rosa!
Stand back. There will be justice. You did not expect a woman to have a gun, eh? Stand back, all of you.
Put that gun away, Rosa.
Presidente Sandara has lost sea. But you will not win, Senor Braga. You will not win. Because I am going to kill you.
Rosa.
You, the senator from the United States, you listened to him, huh? You believed all the lies he has told you.
Go on, Rosa.
My father's printing press. He told you Presidente Santaro destroyed it.
You call him Presidente?
He is Presidente to me. You threatened to destroy my father for many months now because he printed what you did not want to see. So when the time came, you sent your men in to smash and destroy, just as you burned the library and the schools, so you could put the blame on Presidente Sentado.
Why did Sentado overthrow the government?
Because of the elections that never come. Presidente Braga keeps putting it off, promising always, but never making the day or the time. He knows what will happen. He knows he will not be elected again. Oh, stand still, I'll shoot.
No, be careful.
Rosa.
Huh?
Aren't you making a mistake, Rosa? Shooting Braga will only make him a martyr to whatever followers he has.
Well, perhaps.
Besides, but... now there is no need to kill him. He won't come back into power if I can get back to Washington.
If? Oh, I had forgotten the matter of your safety. But of course, you are right, Senator.
Braga.
Si, Senator.
Will you lead the way? Rosa and I need safe passage back to the city. I'm still going to have my talk with Presidente Sentado.
Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, in the press gallery of the United States Senate, to witness what must be the closing moments of Senator John Hardy's filibuster. Over 40 hours now, and there's just so much punishment the body can stand. Vocal cords can take. And still, Senator Dean Edwards hasn't returned from Santa Granada. And now, almost sensing the end of the long struggle, the Senate chamber's filling up. Let's try to pick up Senator Hardy's voice.
It seems we come to the end of the rope. I want to make one last...
Will the Senator yield?
One last effort... I see my colleagues are in the chamber.
Will the Senator yield?
Yes. I will yield.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Senator John Hardy's yielded the floor. And wait a minute. There's some excitement in the rear of the Senate chamber. I can't quite... Yes, it's Senator Dean Edwards. He's making his way to his desk in the well.
Mr. Chairman, may I have the floor?
Chair recognizes Senator Edwards.
Thank you. Gentlemen of the Senate, as most of you know, I just returned from the Republic of Santa Granada. There I found firsthand evidence that has direct bearing on the trade embargo resolution and on Senator Hardy's opposition to it. When you have heard my story, I'm sure all of you will agree that the placement of the embargo against Santa Granada deserves our further...
star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. I like America because encompassed within its freedoms and liberties is the opportunity for a solution to the problems that beset the world today. In our relations with other nations, in the exercising of our democratic privileges, we are an example of our own way of life, its fullness and its richness, its bold and vigorous outlook. Emerson said, "This country was founded by the bold and cannot be maintained by the timid." Let us remain bold. Let us hold tight to our God-given freedoms. Let us keep on being the hope toward which the whole world aspires.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.